KSL News Time is 7:09. Let's see if any of the weather is impacting your commute. Triple Team Traffic, starting with you, Andy.
Well, we'll start with I-15, which could be worse, admittedly. It's wet, and the traffic is a little bit slower than you'd want it to be between Point of the Mountain and downtown, but it hasn't created any of the big slow-and-go, stop-and-go traffic as of yet. We'll see if that changes as we get into the 7 o'clock hour. Wet conditions slowing you a little bit in Tooele, especially on SR-36 near Stansbury Park. Bangor Highway seeing some northbound backups going from 35th towards 21st South. Eric?
No big delays northbound or southbound in Utah County, despite wet roads on I-15. The problems more in the mountains. You still have this car with a tow truck now coming to take it away. This is eastbound just before Parley Summit, where snow has been falling in the last half hour or so. With chains of four-wheel drive required in Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons and Highway 6, you're going to need chains if you're driving a semi out of Spanish Fork. Heather?
We've got a crash on Parish Lane in Centerville. It's heading westbound just before you get to the I-15 ramps, and it looks like it is blocking all the lanes of travel through there. Cars are getting by on the left, on the right shoulder, and also you have some emergency vehicles on the eastbound side of things blocking one of your left turn lanes. So that's going to cause a little bit of delay in the area. Once you're on I-15, speeds are okay. You're slightly below the speed limit, and that earlier crash near Center Street and North Salt Lake has cleared. This traffic report is sponsored by Larry H. Miller Chevy Provo, your blue tag bonus tag sale headquarters, located two blocks west of Lavelle Edwards Stadium, or visit Larry H. Miller Chevrolet Provo.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.